Now in verse 5, he mentions another form of idolatry that became prevalent in that land, and it was more subtle and more dangerous. It says, "And those who worship the host of heaven upon the housetops." Now, the thing that is happening here, you see, is something actually that's very dangerous indeed. The housetops back there are flat. That's even true today. And it is the place where the family gathers in the evening. In fact, God gave a law about putting a banister, a railing around the roof so no one would fall off, because that's where the family would gather. Well, this became a place of worship. And you can see now what it's doing. It's moving into the homes. And it actually meant that every home was a little heathen temple where idolatry was practiced. And believe me, friends, this was really reaching in. And it was a worship that they worshiped the creature rather than the creator. They worshiped all the hosts of heaven, the sun, the moon, the stars. They're worshiping that which has been made rather than worship the creator. And this was the second form that they adopted. Now, the worst and the most sophisticated and the most subtle of all is the one that's mentioned here in verse 6. And those who are turned back from the Lord, and those who have not sought the Lord nor inquired for Him. Now, the suggestion was made in verse 5, actually. And those who swear by the Lord and who swear by Malcham. And Malcham is the name for Moloch, the worship of the god of the Ammonites. And it was a worship in which they actually had living sacrifices. But it was very subtle indeed. Now, the subtlety of it was this, that at the same time they professed to worship the living and true God, they went to the temple. They said they knew the Lord, that they believed in God, and that they would go to the temple. But they also worshiped Moloch, and they were doing both. This is the subtle thing that is taking place today. There are many so-called churches that by the wildest stretch of the imagination could never be called a Christian church. You see, the church is built around a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And the church met together to worship and adore Him, and to come to know Him, and to have fellowship. And everything they did pointed to Jesus Christ. Now, how many churches today do you know where Christ is not even mentioned? And if He is mentioned, He's mentioned actually in a derogatory manner. In other words, they deny His deity. They deny that He's God. They do not worship Him. They give a lip service. They talk about the teachings of Jesus and what a wonderful man He was and all that sort of thing. They even call Him a superstar. But they deny everything that has been given to us as Christian. You see, it's a castrated Christianity that is abroad today. Now, that was the kind of subtle worship that was coming up in that land in that day. People were still going to the temple. They were going through the ritual. They were there, I guess, Sunday morning. I don't think they came any other time. They were there then. But they actually were worshiping Moloch. And Moloch is the god of the flesh. It is a fleshly worship. Again, gross immorality. And so today, there are those that go to church. They have a churchianity, but not a Christianity. And they deny the great facts of the Christian faith. And they practice immorality, or they practice things that are contrary to the Word of God. Now, friends, this is the picture that's given here. And that's the subtlety of the hour. A great many people think today that if a building's got a steeple on it, and it's got a bell in that steeple, and they've got an organ in the church, and a big center aisle for weddings, and that they have a pulpit down front and a choir loft, that that's a church. Well, my friend, that may be one of the worst spots in the town. It may be worse than any bar room in the town. It may be worse than any gambling establishment in the town. It actually could be worse than any brothel in town. That is the thing today that is so deceptive. It was the thing that undermined this nation. It was the fact that they pretended that they were serving the living and true God, but they were giving themselves over into this form of idolatry.